This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone's coming up in about 5 minutes to take over the rest of this hour. I'm going to ride shotgun some with him. And Brett Smith, Jack Posobiec, especially Jack Posobiec. Like Jack Posobiec, I interrupt him so much. And it's not a neurotic thing where I want to dominate somebody and take over my own show. I want them on. They get me so excited that my brain starts going, oh, that's true, and I want to add this, and you're right. I want to just say what they're saying is true because I've got 20 pieces of evidence that they're right. And then I start realizing that I didn't see that part, and then I get even, it's thought-provoking. He provokes my thought. But here's the good news. If I wasn't obnoxious and if I wasn't didn't have all this energy, we wouldn't have InfoWars. And now we've got all these other great reporters and people, so I know I'm an obnoxious catalyst. But I just want to explain. People get mad at me interrupting. It's always the best guest I do it with because I get excited. Well, thank God I'm not in a coma. And it hit me that I've always turned down these book deals and all this stuff because I could just do talk radio and dominate on the Internet. But now their censoring is so bad. We're still reaching a lot of people because of the Streisand effect. They're having congressional hearings saying, shut us down, shut us up. And I'm seeing them take our sponsors, get us here, and I can get the audience to bring us the funding, but it's, you know, I don't want to encourage the enemy, but it's getting harder. So now I'm going, oh, okay, I just went ahead and took that giant book deal, one of the top writers. Once it's announced, it's absolutely huge. That deal's going. And I got all these other giant, I said, you know, I'll go ahead and do the movie deals. All this because I could go reach, you know, all these people every day and not be censored as bad. Well, if I can reach 10 million people every day or 5 million, instead of spending 6 months to make a big film or do a Netflix series, I would turn it down. But now they're forcing me to grow tentacles, which has always been a good thing, which has happened before. So that's exactly what our guests are talking about. We only got about 3 minutes left. I appreciate you both, Brett Smith and, of course, Jack Posobiec. Let's get a final comment from Jack and then from Brett.
Alex, just to kind of jump in with some breaking news that we've heard, we were talking before about that piece, that book that's coming out about Steve Bannon, but also really about the campaign. There are other people now disputing comments that were made that are attributed to them. And Katie Walsh is one of them, who was part of their president's transition team in the White House. She's saying, quite frankly, that I never said the comments that were attributed to me in this book. They Barrick are manufactured. Is. I don't know where they came from.
Tom Barrick is.
Yeah, Tom Barrack is a whole group of the Melania Trump, President Trump, probably Don Jr. very soon. So we're waiting to hear back if Bannon's going to dispute it. But it wouldn't surprise me, since everybody else is saying these quotes are false, that they're disputing it. Also, breaking news, I just saw it, that it does look like Paul Manafort is going to be filing a lawsuit against Robert Mueller. This is breaking. Literally just saw the headline from one of my sources. But this is going to be huge. And I'm sure that Roger will have more on this coming up.
Well, let's give some credit to the source if it's been publicly announced. Who's giving you the intel that Mueller's being sued?
I'm getting it from one of my White House sources. Can't quite give a name.
Oh,
one of my White House sources.
Okay. I thought you said. Okay.
Oh, there you go. Now it's out. Now it's out. Okay. It is up.
Manafort sues Mueller in Russia probe. Well, you know, they did this whole fake amicus brief with no evidence against Roger, who's being sued, and the president. Why not strike back with this? I mean, I'm not a litigious person, but I've got the lawyers all lined up right now to go completely ape. I just am not litigious, but I think it's one of the final buttons I got to push. What do you think, Posobiec?
I think this is exactly it. We've got to go and force them to get into litigation, because what they realized is that this is going to open a discovery process. So this is going to open up. I have to look at the details of what specifically the lawsuit is for, but it's going to open up a counter judicial process, a counter legal process that Mueller is going to have to follow if he wants his own legal process to be played out. So we're going to get into what evidence does he have on Manafort,
God,
because he hasn't been able to show that in any other way.
Isn't it great to finally fight back? That's what's happening. We're fighting back. Brett Smith, yes, thank you so much for joining us with the new book available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50 seconds.
We're in a culture war, and we're not only in a culture war, but we're also in a pop culture war, and we need to be creating more pop culture out there on the right. And so I encourage everybody to support right-of-center pop culture forays like Thump and like some of the other projects that we have in the wheelhouse. If you want to get the Thump plushie, you can go to Thump Tower, Thump Tower gift shop, and you can get the link there at donaldjthump.com. And thank you so much, Alex, for having us on. We really appreciate it, and we'll get you some bunnies so you can
just so you know what I do. I trolled the media to get your bunny a bunch of attention with that comment about Hollywood.
We need to get one for your desk, man, so we can sit there and remind everybody of how awesome our pop culture is.
I need to personally order 7 18-wheelers of these, okay? Let's face it. This is what we need to fund the InfoWar, is a rabbit. They get mad I sell supplements. Imagine I'm selling a blonde-haired rabbit. There's nothing more triggering than a racist rabbit.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestive process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fourth hour. Roger Stone is sliding into the cockpit here to take it to the rest of the hour. And as soon as he's ready, I'll punch out of my ejection seat and get on the next level. But here it is. Manafort sues Mueller in Russia probe. Yeah, they've got the Democrats, Obama's law firm, just suing Roger Stone and others, and the president for no reason. Well, Manafort, the former Trump campaign chairman, indicted on money laundering and other charges, filed a lawsuit challenging the broad authority of special counsel Robert Mueller and alleging the Justice Department violated the law in appointing Mueller. Well, even CNN admits that he took stuff that wasn't in warrants, lied, did stuff never before seen. The suit brought Wednesday by U.S. District Court in Washington, where Manafort, another former Trump campaign aide, are charged, challenges Mueller's decision to charge Manafort with alleged crimes they say have nothing to do with the 2016 campaign, but rather relate to lucrative lobbying work Manafort and his deputy did for a Russian-friendly government in Ukraine. That work ended in 2014 and dates back more than 10 years. The suit says Manafort and his deputy Rick Gates deny the allegations in the charges. Well, I could be a fake news reader, couldn't I? If I would actually apply myself. The legal action represents a new tack in a broad effort of supporters of the president to push back on the special counsel. Some Republicans have begun to publicly calling for Mueller's probe to be shut down. Manafort attorneys echoed the president's criticism that Mueller's investigation into Russia meddling in 2016 election is pursuing crimes that never happened, and are crimes of process, I would add. The Manafort lawsuit alleges Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and Mueller have unlawfully exceeded the authority allowed under the law governing special counsel appointments. The lawsuit contends that the order Rosenstein signed to appoint Mueller exceeds the scope of Mr. Rosenstein's authority to appoint special counsel, as well as special restrictions on the scope of such appointments. The focus is on a part of Rosenstein's order that says Mueller may investigate, quote, any matters that arose or may arise directly from the investigation. It doesn't get broader than that, ladies and gentlemen. The Manafort lawyers say this goes beyond what the law allows Rosenstein to empower Mueller to do. As I've said, is Mueller a king? Is he a god separate from the three branches of government? A magical palantir able to look into all private doings and indict whoever he wishes with a jury that witnesses are now reporting looks like a Bernie Sanders met a Black Lives Matter event. 20 jurors, 9 white, 11 black, all ultra-liberal. The Rosenstein order gives Mueller carte blanche to investigate and pursue criminal charges in connection with anything he stumbles across while investigating, no matter how remote from the specific matter identified as the subject of the appointment order, the lawsuit says. Manafort and Gates face a total of 12 criminal charges related to money laundering and failure to file federal disclosures. Both Manafort and Gates have pled not guilty and are scheduled to appear again before the judge in the criminal case January 16th. Joining us now from the InfoWars.com news studios in sunny Florida is Roger Stone. Roger, how the worm turns now that America finally found teeth and is intimidated by the rogue elements of the central government, the deep state, and the whore-mongering, imploding cesspit that is the mainstream used enema.
Well, Alex, look, I think the forces of atheistic, godless globalism are in retreat. And it shows how completely instant and potentially extraordinary our political environment is. In politics, a day is a lifetime. Just the revelations of the last 3 months about Mueller, the FBI corruption.
You can write about it for 1,000 years.
It's really extraordinary. Juxtapose that with a surging stock market, record unemployment, even with the phonied up statistics.
With these enemies trying to block the giant, big, juicy, delicious, as Robert Duvall says in Network, it's a big you-know-what hit. I mean, it's a big, juicy, black, gold, giant success. Get out the way. Get out the way. Sorry.
So the establishment, as we know, in the last year, whipped up a phony hysteria about Russian collusion. It was essentially like it was red baiting. It was warmongering. It was fearmongering. But it had no basis in fact or truth. As we know, this was the brilliant idea of John Podesta. Aware of the fact that he and his brother and Bill and Hillary and others in the deep state had made multi-millions selling America's interests out to the Russians, they decided to accuse Trump of it. You were among the first in the country to point this out. And it was brilliant. Their handmaidens, their pearl clutchers in the mainstream media seized that fake narrative. Let's remember, John Podesta actually publicly called for the Electoral College before they met to seat the president, essentially, to be briefed on quote-unquote Russian collusion. There was none then. It would have been a very short briefing. It was a bluff. And there could be none today. There's no case today. So what you have here is a phony, whipped-up hysteria.
Sure, our audience knows that. I mean, my God, they just say in Congress, I am a Russian agent. It's ridiculous.
Well, but here is the larger point. The entire politics changed when the president issued the executive order, which is a blueprint for the roll-up of the traitors and the crooks and the Wall Street scamsters.
And the potbelly pedophiles.
And the child traffickers. And the pedophiles. And the deep staters who have made mega millions. If you want to see the smaller version of this, the test case, I believe it is Saudi Arabia. If the deep state...
That was a successful beta test, but here's the problem. Keith Olbermann said we're all Russian scum. He said we're at war with Russian scum.
But they lost... ...handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
But again, Roger, these are the globalists that hate America telling us we're Russian scum. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just... How does a man do Twitter when he's most likely in a straitjacket? I mean, Keith Olbermann is the ultimate tinfoil hat, crazy left-wing conspiracist. He never wants to argue about facts. He just likes to call names. That's why I believe he's probably unemployable by any real network. In any event, let's not boost his name ID any further. They lost that fight, Alex. We're on to a whole new thing. You see, they thought that the president may not have been on to them and their entire network. They have done everything humanly possible to cozy up to him, but not embrace his policies, but attempt to dilute his policies.
Sure, get close enough to stab him in the back.
Exactly. The president, who has never governed before and doesn't really in many cases know and is not told by his handlers the pedigree of some of the people he's lunching with, that he's meeting with. You will recall, Alex, that was a time, you know, very early on when he had lunch with a well-known attorney who turned out to be the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I asked him why he did that.
Richard N. Haas.
He said, yeah, I know Dick from, like, he used to hang around trying to pick up models and stuff. He's the head of what? You see, in other words, they try to burrow their way in. Haas was rumored to be headed to the State Department, and that did not happen.
Hey, you know what I'm telling you about infiltration? I've got a small operation, and we've been infiltrated at least 5 times. I know about it. Believe me, I can't imagine how the president does it. That's why, sitting back watching the president, I'm just in awe. Even though he's not done some things he said he would, he's just overperforming everything else. I'm just like, thank Jesus. We'll be back.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Man, I see the trolls.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
I see the trolls. They don't just pose as left-wing operatives. They pose as liberty people, and they go on and, oh, Trump's fake. Oh, he's not doing this. Oh, he's blah, blah, blah. It's all horse manure. There's not just evil in the world. This is the real restoration of the Republic. Why would powerful interests just want to gut the country and bankrupt everything and make people poor to control them? That's sick, leftist, communist, globalist, Soros crap. Doesn't mean the elites that are fighting with the people to bring back prosperity are perfect. It just means they're not totally out to get you. And it's like Trump put out this statement about banning. He goes, we don't want to burn the country down. We want to just bring back prosperity. I've never been anti-government. I'm anti-constitutional government. And I'm seeing the direction we're going as being really good. But since I mentioned Oberman, here he is in the original video. He's now lost the funding because people weren't watching him. This was his first video, though. It got 1.64 million views, so 1,600,400,000 views. He says, we are at war with Russia. They are finalizing their coup. POTUS must declassify all permanent information now. Well, they released it all. It was all horse crap. It was Hillary in bed with the Russians. And the Russians were like a guy that bought America once a month. I mean, the Chinese are like, you know, going to the pimp, the Democrats, and like having rape sex with us every 5 minutes. I mean, the EU, the globalists, the big banks, Bezos was raping us every few hours. You know, the taxpayers. I mean, the Russians are the scapegoat because they're the only group out there that's thrown the globalists out. But now it's spreading, see? So when they say it's Russia's fault, I mean, we got to give Russia some credit in a minute with Roger Stone, who's going to then take over. But here is the beginning of the famous Russian scum video.
We are at war with Russia. Or perhaps more correctly, we have lost a war with Russia.
No, you're at war with me, baby.
We are no longer a sovereign nation. We are no longer a democracy. We are no longer a free people. We are the victims of a bloodless coup. So far, a bloodless coup.
See that flag? That's your war with.
By Russia with the best. The traitorous indifference of the Republican Party and Donald John Trump, a man who, to borrow a phrase from another December long ago, will live in infamy. In 5 weeks' time, unless desperate measures are taken, we will hand over the government to a man who lost the popular vote by more than Woodrow Wilson or Jimmy Carter.
Because he stole six states.
A man whom the Russians wanted to run our country for them. A man whom the Russians got to run our country for them. A man for whom the Russians interfered with our elections, which, if we did it to another country, would be described as an act of war. And in this country, we have conceded defeat. Some experts, John Kasich's strategist, John Weaver for one, have compared this to Pearl Harbor. Even the hard right ex-congressman Joe Walsh says Republican silence will be tantamount to treason. Some others, too, have proved courageous. Trump, self-destructive to the last, issued a childish statement mocking the CIA.
All right, that's enough of this. Roger, I'm going to turn the broadcast over to you. This is the crap, because Keith Oberman says it a year ago. They didn't just say in Congress, well, Jones is run by the Russians, and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, the economy's surging back. The military is expanding. Trump's sending heavy weapons to fight the Russians. I mean, I think he's been manipulated, or they're not following his orders, into a war with Russia. I actually don't. I want to be friends with Russia. But, I mean, Trump's in a more aggressive stance right now to Russia than even Obama was. It's just all literal horse manure. Roger?
I'm sorry, Alex. We had a little audio problem there again. I think we have now corrected it. So
I'm just saying, you just heard over. I mean, could you hear over? Yeah, your audio's up too high.
This guy is the epitome of the loony left. Here's the point. The Trump administration is now giving lethal weapons to the Ukrainians with which they will kill Russians. So the idea that the Trump foreign policy would be to roll over for Vladimir Putin is already proved to be false. All of the Russia policies by the Trump administration have angered Putin. So the charge that the Russians owned him have been disproved in the arena of our U.S. foreign policy.
No, I agree, but I don't want the left bullying us into war with Russia when Russia is not expanding. It was Soros overthrowing Ukraine 5 years ago, 4 years ago that started all this.
Agreed, but I also have no interest in fighting the last war. What I'm telling you is something different, which is stage one, Russian collusion, this is over. They have failed to prove their case. They are prepared to remove the president by any means or ruse or rationale possible, including the 25th Amendment, including impeachment, including the worst thinkable thing. Let's remember that Presidents Ford and Reagan were both assaulted by gunmen, and, of course, President John F. Kennedy was killed. And the deep state has been known, as I've written in several books, to be involved in these kind of desperate measures. We've already had three coups in America, a violent one with John F. Kennedy, a legal one with Richard Nixon, whose great sin was ending the war in Vietnam, opening the door to China.
So you're saying you smell an attempted coup, be it 25th Amendment or be it by bullets. Which one do you think is the next phase?
It would be irresponsible to talk at length just to try to cast a hyperbole, but I think it's fair to say that they played out their Russia hand. What you see when the nation and you know, intellectual liberals, honest, I mean, perhaps from our point of view, misguided liberals who are not corrupt people, just misguided, realize that the Russia gate thing is an attempt to stifle anybody with an alternative opinion. I mean, I don't get to go to Fox or CNN very often because I will argue with their BS Russian collusion nonsense, and that's the last thing they want. But it's a battle they have lost. The establishment was hoping that Donald Trump would continue to sit back and passively wait for them to try their next ruse to take him out. 25th Amendment, impeachment, some illicit process charge by the two-party neocon hitman, Robert Mueller. Mueller, of course, gave the first legal job he ever had to Rod Rosenstein, the current de facto attorney general, and the two of them have a lethal path mapped out for this president. But the president, when he issued the executive order, they understood the jig was up, meaning they understand Trump not only understands who they are, what they do, and he's ready to go to war with them. It is a dagger to the throat. They thought he was going to just sit there and wait for their next attempt to take him out. They tried in the recount. It didn't work. They tried in the Electoral College. It didn't work. They whipped up the Trump is crazy line. We reported it and predicted it first here at InfoWars.
And despite all that, the real polls show them with about a 60% approval rating because they oversampled Democrats 15 points. Gallup and others have got them at like 45, so does Rasmussen. So Trump is winning. When Roger takes over the other side, he's going to break down what the next attack will be. Because, ladies and gentlemen, as we said over and over again, if the New World Order and the globalists want to kill prosperity, want to have us all for their slaves, they're going to have to go through us first. And if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one. Spread this live link right now. Be part of the revolution.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. First of all, I want to thank many of the Info Warriors and the freedom-based audience for the nice reviews and comments, compliments about my 2017 International Best and Worst Dressed list. This project gets harder and harder every year. Many people don't understand that while fashion is fleeting, fashion is what's popular at this moment, style is enduring and timeless. Men's ties can become thin or they can become wide. Women's skirts can go up or down. That's all fashion, but the dark blue, navy blue, double-breasted blazer with military buttons or the little black cocktail dress for a woman will always be in style. So it's extremely difficult to look across the globe and see men and women of a true style because it cannot be a studied or consultant wardrobe driven thing. It has to be a personal vibe. It's what the Italians call sprezzatura. It's the sense that you haven't thought at all about what you're wearing. You just threw something on, and as you dashed out, you looked amazing. Well, if we scroll here, you can see this is a tradition that we took over from a gentleman named Earl Blackwell. Mr. Blackwell of Hollywood was a columnist, had a syndicated column, and he was a Hollywood designer himself. And his criticism could be withering, and his praise was extraordinary. And presence on his yearly release, Best and Worst Dress List, could make or break a starlet or a athlete or a socialite or even a businessman. And like Blackwell, we tried to go outside television and entertainment celebrities to find real people who were particularly well turned out, who dressed in good classic taste at all times. This is a greater endeavor than one might expect. There are those who made the list. There are those who begged to make the list and didn't. There are those who get honorable mention and may make the list in future years. This isn't ideological or political. I have liberals on the list. I have Democrats on the list. This is about good taste and the basics of style. Look good, feel good, as we put it in Stone's rules. Let's show the InfoWarriors the list, and I'll do a little commentary about how I derived some of these choices. Can we throw up the my? There we go. So there's one right off the top. Kimberly Guilfoyle of Fox News, who is one of the most gracious, extraordinarily intelligent women I've ever met. Guilfoyle, an attorney and former prosecutor who won a number of high-profile cases with her completely memorized summation before a jury, who excelled in her law school and her academic career, and today is one of the smartest analysts at Fox News, is one of the extraordinarily best-dressed women you've ever met. She has that insouciant sprezzatura style, as the Italians say, and seeing her in a black turtleneck sweater, tight black leather jeans, and the appropriate boots is literally breathtaking. She is as well-dressed in formal wear as she is in a little cocktail dress, deserves her position on the list. My friend Milo, somehow fuses a punk, radical, but chic look, but he looks equally as dashing in a double-breasted Savile Row, nicely cut suit, or an extraordinary nice blazer and jeans. He looks good in formal wear. He looks in good as a punk rocker. He's the only person I know who can purposely dress over the top, but he never looks clownish. It always works, and that is a feat. He goes to our lifetime achievement in this thing. So the list includes James Rosen of Fox News, particularly well-dressed. We have, of course, our own Owen Schroyer, who made the list. Now, Owen dresses for the millennial generation, but he's got an uncanny. This appears to be last year's list, gentlemen. I don't want to jump the shark here with the control room, but there we go. There's our Owen Schroyer. Pardon me. Indeed. Owen has got a great style. I don't know how he does the three-day scruff. Never seems to shave, but it's a look that works for him. I may develop a product for the InfoWars store where you get stuff you can put on that looks like an Owen Schroyer three-day scruff thing, because it's very big among the millennials, particularly with great hair, as Owen has. But he deserves to be on the list, and yes, sadly, he replaced Jake Tapper this year. Let's continue going through. Lena Dunham, I mean, you can almost, this woman looks like she is shopping in dumpsters or Salvation Army or perhaps thrift shops. It is not well put together. She must be robbing hobos in the street for their garments. It's that bad. This is her second year on the worst dressed list. The list again, though, we have, as I indicated, we had a number of Fox folks here deserve to be on the list. We elevated Judge Andrew Napolitano to the Lifetime Achievement Award some years ago. We'd be remiss about not pointing out that CNBC's Larry Kudlow is the individual with the most years on the list, having moved to Lifetime Achievement. Let's give them a nice photo of our friend Larry, who deserves kind of a special mention. There you go. Josh Mankiewicz of NBC. Shannon Sharp, I don't agree with his politics, but I do like the cutting edge of his clothes. He cuts a great swath, as they say. The New York restaurateur Kenny Oretzky, famous of Orin and Oretzky, a longtime hangout of Donald J. Trump, sometimes with his attorney Roy M. Cohn. He is in the pantheon of the greats. So we had a lot of fun with the list. Now, we did, let's go back to the top here, if we may, because we have some earlier discussion of the origins. In any event, this is among the favorite things I do at the end of each year. I had a terrific swing through Austin as the list was coming together. My arm still hurts from Owen, you know, ringing it. In any event, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Good time to remind you that the expansion, this broadcast, the War Room every day, is only possible if you support the InfoWars store and the InfoWar. We don't have any fat cats writing big checks for us. We have to count on you. So please, the time is now. We are on the march. Help us put this one away. The globalist scum are in retreat. Let's seal the deal. Please come patronize us today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
And gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here for InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show, and we've got breaking news right now. I just ran into the studio to break this here on the Alex Jones Show, and then I'm going to pitch it to Roger Stone and get ready for the War Room, where you can join Roger and myself at 3 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com/show. Fire at Bill and Hillary Clinton's Chappaqua, New York house. You heard me correctly. Fire reported at the Clinton's house in Chappaqua. That is a confirmed fire. You had crews on the scene. Apparently the flame and the blaze have been extinguished now. It was on the second floor of the main compound in the multi-home compound they have there in Chappaqua. Fire at the Clinton's house. So with all of this being exposed, the deep state, Hillary Clinton's Uranium One scandal, all the scandals inside of the Clinton campaign, the rigging of the DNC, them trying to rig the main presidential election. Were they perhaps trying to get rid of some evidence and maybe set off an alarm that alerted the fire department? I don't know, Roger. A lot of intrigue around this story. Fire reported, fire confirmed, multiple crews on the scene at Bill and Hillary's Clinton's Chappaqua house. Roger, we're going to have more of this on the War Room. I pitch it to you.
Thank you very much. I think it's important to note that the very first race for political office that I really managed included Chappaqua in the district. where I helped a patriot named Jack Hicks Beach take out a liberal Republican in the primary who was our county legislator, a fellow named Bradley Bowl. So I have a long time familiarity with the political infrastructure and the community leaders in the Chappaqua area. I saw this report. I did not take it to air because I had received a text message I now believe to be a hoax telling me that I should confirm with the Newcastle police because claims of a fire in the Clinton home are fake news. Being sent to you, being put out to set you up. You have confirmed that the Newcastle police have confirmed that this is a real story. So I'm delighted that you broke it. When you burn, hard drives in your bedroom, it probably puts out a toxic, smoke. But the Clintons, as we know, are epic criminals. My book, The Clintons' War on Women, is a veritable blueprint of their mass corruption. They're selling out America's interests to the Chinese for campaign contributions, to the Russians. Their epic greed for money that has made both Bill and Hillary individually now worth just south of $500 million. Their greedy, nasty, entitled daughter, being paid $6 million a year by the Clinton Foundation, whose lavish multi-million dollar wedding paid for by the Clinton Foundation, because she is a officer of the Clinton Foundation, she's, in my view, a co-conspirator in what is one of the greatest scams in American history. The Clinton Foundation is not a charity. It's a slush fund for grifters. And in this case, it has been the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes and buying American foreign policy for big shekels. It's an epic story of criminality. Bill's sexual assaults on women. The mainstream media tried to tell us, those are Bill's indiscretions. Those are his infidelities. That's not fair game. That's their private life. No, the issue, as brave women like Juanita Broderick proved, Kathleen Willey, Paula Jones, many of them proved by being strong and speaking the truth, Bill was a serial sexual assaulter and rapist. But more troubling, the woman running for president against him had been the chief cover-up officer, the facilitator of the effort to silence these women. It was Hillary, as David Brock revealed in his book, who hired the heavy-handed private detectives and the nasty lawyers to threaten and bully and intimidate these women, killing their pets, having them followed to intimidate them, being threatened on the streets, having their car windows broken, having their homes broken into, a veritable terror campaign. And at the center of that is Hillary Rotten Clinton. She's an advocate for women? Oh, and no, indeed. She's a tormentor of women. So the fact that the Clintons would destroy evidence in their Chappaqua home is not surprising. Look, Bill Clinton, we know, made multiple trips not only on pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's luxurious plane, but as Sean Hannity has pointed out, to his orgy island in the U.S. Virgin Islands, where there were many underage girls. No one ever saw what Bill Clinton did. There was no direct eyewitness testimony. But given his history, what do you think the odds are? In any event, this is suspicious to say the least. But it reminds us again the lengths to which the Clintons would go to cover their crimes. I mean, we're at a point where, incredibly, the FBI agent who questioned Cheryl Mills and Hillary's walker, Huma Abedin, regarding the email server and gave them immunity, for that conversation, where they both lied anyway, turns out to be the same agent who essentially entrapped General Mike Flynn. The government listens to Flynn's conversations. He's under full surveillance. And then they put together a list of questions, and they have an agent shock him in his office in a raid in the morning, no lawyer present, and they trip him up in a process crime. Not that he committed perjury, that he lied to an FBI agent. A setup of a great patriot. It was not until the Trump legal team threw Flynn over the side that he decided to plead guilty and stop fighting for his president. Mike Flynn and everybody in the Flynn family is still loyal to the president and the Trump administration and his agenda. But they are bewildered, and they're hopeful that at the right time, the president will consider a pardon. Let's see where that road goes. Owen, are you still with us? Okay, I apologize. So, moving along, we spoke about the significance of the executive order, and it really has, in my view, completely changed the entire Washington game. The elite now know that Trump knows exactly who they are and what they have done. Who drafted this order and who had the president sign it, and how much the president is involved in the day-to-day effort, this is clearly a declaration of war. The ruling elite sees what's happened in Saudi Arabia, and they know that it can happen here. There's a record number of high corporate CEO sudden resignations, similar to what we saw at Google, as the forces of justice begin to focus on some of the likely criminality of what has transpired. Also, in the next segment, we will talk just a little bit about the controversy regarding the president's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon. He and the president in a public spat, both friends of mine, something I'm not happy to see we will get into that. This is not about the influence or lack of Breitbart. The president's constituency is loyal to him because he is a Donald Trump. He is unique. He is one of a kind. There is no Karl Rove in Trump world. Certainly never me, and not Steve Bannon. He is fun to work for. He likes to hear your advice. Once in a while, he even listens to some of it or incorporates it in what he's going to do. But he's freewheeling. He's independent. He's very confident. He loves the game of public relations and the high stakes of politics. And he's proving to be much better at it than the elites and the mainstream media ever considered. In the meantime, the number one force out there that is supporting him and his agenda is InfoWars, which is why I ask you again to hit the InfoWars store. Look at the T-shirts particularly. Some of these Trump T-shirts are must-gets. Help us out. We are the tip of the spear.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.